ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando at Disney. It's Jaguars.com Live. JP Shadrick, John Osier from AFC Pro Bowl practice. John, you've been here for a couple of days. We just got here today for the first time. Nice sunny Florida day, and it's the end of a long road for a lot of these guys on a fantastic season to get to celebrate this week.
Well, it really is, and I got the feeling from talking to these guys, you know, I've written it on Jaguars.com and talked about it in some radio this week. You get the feeling that guys like A.J. Boye, Malik Jackson, Jalen Ramsey, Unique Ngakoue, and Telvin Smith,
yes,
they got a second win this week. Meaning, on Monday, I think maybe three or four of these guys had no desire to do anything else. You got the feeling they wanted to crawl into a closet for a couple of days and just be alone, which I think a lot of Jaguars fans, anybody who watched that game Sunday, should feel that. But as they've gotten here, I think they've gotten a second win, and they believe and they see that it really is special to be here. It really is, you know, there's five guys out there, and you would think logically that most of them have a chance to be back,
yeah,
but maybe not. So you savor the moments that come your way. I think these guys are doing it, and overall from talking to the guys, you get the feeling, and if they've watched some of the footage, you get the feeling they're glad they came and good for them.
It's a good point you just made, because these guys are still upset about the way things ended in New England. There's no doubt about that. The 10-point lead, we all know the details of all that. That's not going to go away anytime soon. It can drive a football team next season, too. But at some point, you got to move on and continue to live life and then get ready for next season, too.
Well, my guess is with these guys, and I don't want to play psychologist, but when you say something like that, you're about to play psychologist.
Yes.
So my guess is these guys, most of them, this is a nice break. This is sort of a step away from reality. Probably next week at some point, it'll hit him again. And they're going to still need that time away. Talking to A.J. Boye yesterday, he's been very pointed all week. I'm ready to get back out there. I'm ready to start training. I'm ready to start working. And he said, but I got to get away. I got to travel a little bit. My guess is during that time, it's going to hit these guys again, and it's still going to be a process of getting ready for the season. But guess what? That's why there's an off season. I was really concerned after Monday or Tuesday, boy, do they get over that loss. Because that's a crusher, and you wonder if it doesn't have that Super Bowl effect you always hear about, where Super Bowl losing teams have trouble getting back. From talking to these guys more and more, though, and then from sort of thinking about how these guys are, Telvin, A.J. Boye, Jalen, I think these guys believe that they're at the start of something special, and it feels like they know what that's going to take no matter what Sunday happens. So I really don't think you're going to have a Super Bowl or a AFC Championship game hangover effect. Whatever happens next season, I don't think that will be why whatever happens next season happens.
We're at the ESPN Wide World of Sports AFC Pro Bowl practice in Orlando. JP Shadrick, John Osier. For a guy like Jalen Ramsey, who was a first-round pick, he was a star coming into the league because of that status. Well, he's backed it up with his play on the field, and now is starting to see the benefits of that. The fan base here at the Pro Bowl certainly knows who Jalen Ramsey is.
Yeah.
And he's among those guys with the Jaguars that are young, budding superstars, not just in Jacksonville, but around the NFL, too.
He, you know, to use a cliche that's overused, he's a rock star. And he's a rock star down here. He's a rock star among his peers. Other players want pictures with him, if you will. It was interesting. You knew during the pre-draft process, this is sort of an aside, during the pre-draft process, you saw his numbers, meaning how big he was, how strong he was, et cetera, et cetera. And guess what? When you see him out there among the other cornerbacks who are the best in the league, he's bigger, thicker. This kid is special. He was put on this earth to be doing what he's doing.
Sure, yeah.
You can see against the other cornerbacks why he's different. It's amazing he moves the way he does, being as big as he is for the position. All things that I think Jaguars fans know. But, boy, you saw that. But after practice with the fans, the more you're around Jalen, the more you realize he gets what it is. He knows how to be the star. He likes being Jalen, and Jalen's going to be Jalen in an environment down here. It's fun to watch.
It's rare to have one of those type of level guys in your secondary, but then you throw an A.J. Boye in the mix, a guy who came over in free agency, and we've talked about this a lot of this season. Very rare is it that free agents turn out better than you thought they were going to be. The Jags got three of those on defense this year, but A.J. Boye is here in the Pro Bowl, second team All-Pro. And to have him opposite Jalen Ramsey is pretty remarkable.
Well, a couple things on that. Three of them, and two of them should have been here. You know, Calais Campbell certainly would have been here had not for the knee. That's unheard of, to have guys that all of a sudden come in and feel like core players. They weren't alternates. They didn't back their way in here. A.J. Boye and Calais Campbell not only were here, they were both named to the All-Pro team. So you're talking about acquiring from other teams elite-level, difference-making talent. I think the Jaguars are going to do a couple things in free agency this year. I don't know that the franchise will ever have a free agent class like it did last offseason, because it's hard to quantify this. I'm not sure any team's ever had one like last offseason.
That's right.
And if you throw in the season before that, Deshaun Gibson, Malik Jackson, Barry Church, you're talking about three Pro Bowl guys out here that they've acquired from other teams and who feel like core guys. I was always a big believer you didn't build through free agency. So guess what? Wrong, O. How about that? Wrong.
This so, one time, and you're wrong.
One note on A.J. Boye. Yeah. It's not unexpected. We've been around him, so we've gotten to know A.J. a little bit. He was one of the guys who really, I think, on Monday had no desire to be here. But yet, he may be the guy out of the bunch. Anik Ngakoue obviously loves being here because of his appreciation for the history of the game. I wrote about that on Jaguars.com this morning. But A.J. Boye, I think, appreciates this as much as anybody, because out of this bunch, he may be the guy that has had to work and come from the furthest. Anik Ngakoue can talk all he wants about being a third-round pick. A.J. Boye wasn't drafted.
That's right.
And now all of a sudden, he is here. It's got to be a huge sense of accomplishment for him somewhere. There had to have been a time in his life where he never dreamed of being here. So, cool moment for him. And when you ask him about that, he doesn't always smile during the season because he's an intense guy. Mm-hmm. The smile on his face a couple of times when you ask him about being here is really wide. So, cool to see him enjoying it.
And then you get a guy like Telvin Smith, who Jadeveon Clowney was out of the ball game, so Telvin gets the nod at the last moment to come
smiling.
In.
So
always smiling, no doubt, right? But this is, for him, recognition of something that he felt like he deserved a lot. You know, he's had a fantastic season. And to finally get that Pro Bowl nod, he got the second-team All-Pro nod, yes. But to be here amongst these other guys on this field this week, for Telvin especially, this guy loves him.
Yeah, and I think this is a wrong-righted, him being here, if you will. And I think there was an acknowledgement of that with the Pro Bowl team, with the All-Pro team. I told Telvin after the All-Pro selection came out, I said, you shouldn't overlook this All-Pro. Even though you're second team, forget about the Pro Bowl. The All-Pro selection is a much more prestigious honor than this because fewer guys get it. Yeah. He was acknowledged. He's the elite 4-3 outside linebacker. Should have been here to begin with. So I think the fact that he is here, to me, feels like justice. I know he's going to use it as fuel. So is Unique. They talked all this week, both of them, about, hey, now their motivation is let's get back and be named a starter. I don't want to get a call on Monday after the regular season's over with to get in here. But all that aside, to me, this is an unbelievably deserved honor for Telvin Smith. I hope in his mind he packages it with the fact that he was all pro and realizes that this was his breakout season, fourth-year guy. He belongs here, and my guess is he's going to be back a lot.
Yeah, certainly not the last time we'll hear from number 50. We're at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Orlando at Disney for the AFC Pro Bowl practice. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier. And to see these Jaguar guys amongst the other guys in the league and seeing them interact, 2 weeks ago, Darrell Casey and Malik Jackson are going back and forth. They're shooting commercials this week. It's
they weren't real the Steelers and Jags weren't real thrilled with each other a couple weeks ago either.
That's right.
But that all – and Telvin talked about that, and so did the other guys, Malik a lot. That all goes out the window once you're here. It's for the most part, the things said during the regular season, they all get what it is. It's going to be emotional. It's drama. But once you're here, this is probably my, fourth time covering a Pro Bowl. And you hear the same themes where guys, especially younger guys who get here, are struck by the feeling that they're joining the fraternity, if you will, the fraternity of the elite, which, sounds kind of corny, but it really is true. And Telvin talked about this to me yesterday, that talking to Suggs, Terrell Suggs of the Baltimore Ravens, and talking to Antonio Brown, two guys he mentioned, you could tell the light bulb went off for Telvin of, okay, these guys are here all the time. I'm here once. well, once isn't enough for me. And now I want to watch Brown, see what he's all about. I want to hear what Suggs is all about. How do I get to where I'm a perennial guy? How do I move into that next level? And not everybody enunciated it, but I think if there's a benefit to these Jaguars players, these are already motivated guys. It's not like they have trouble motivating. They're already elite. But if there's something they learn and draw motivation from, maybe it's that of seeing these guys and saying, okay, there's something different about these cats. How do I get here? So I think there is something to that, and the desire to get back and maybe the acknowledgement that I am this good will carry forward for these guys.
Coming up today here in Orlando, the practice is going on behind us, air quotes, I say. Very, very light work, of course, no pads, none of that.
I could hang in this practice.
You might be able to.
This is one of the first NFL practices that I could hang in. I wouldn't look good, but I could hang.
It's about an hour long, so you can get that done. A lot of autographs after. There are bleachers on both sides of the field here. The NFC practicing at the same time on a field right behind the camera shot here. So both teams practice at the same time. Packed house here at the ESPN Wide World of Sports. We'll have some coverage a little bit later today. We'll have Inside the Jaguars, wrap up the day today. You'll have some writing on the website,
absolutely,
as you always do.
One thing before we go.
Yeah.
I think this is the last Pro Bowl for a while that we don't see Miles Jack in.
Okay.
I've been thinking about that all week. I've been thinking about, okay, who are the guys that might be? There's some other guys. But Miles Jack, I've been thinking about this all week. This is a guy at the end of the season who I think started to get it. You started to see his athleticism. I don't think it was a fluke that he had these plays at the end of the year. Should have had the play that goes down in history for this team the other day, the fumble return. Also had the interception in Pittsburgh. Talking to players in the getaway day locker room, listening to Doug Marrone, you get the feeling that Miles got it at the end of last season. And I keep looking for ways for this team. Well, how are they going to be better? What's going to define them next year? My guess right now is a Miles Jack's out here next year, and he starts to be a guy who defines this organization. The question is, can you get two outside linebackers on one team?
That's tough.
Well, wouldn't that be a nice problem to have next year? But I think this is the last year here without Miles for a while.
And don't forget about some of the offense. Leonard Fournette was close to getting into this game, and Brandon Linder could sneak in at some point.
A-Rob's back.
So A-Rob's coming.
There's a core on offense. We got a lot of time to talk about these issues. There's a core on offense that's going to grow together. Some parts they got to find. But, yeah, this may be the last year without an offensive guy down here for a while, too.
John, I got to find some sunscreen. It's been a long day already.
I was going to mention it, but I didn't want to go there. So
we'll look forward to your writing a little bit later.
Absolutely.
We'll have Inside the Jaguars coming up on Jaguars.com as well. For our entire crew and John Osier, I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com live from Pro Bowl practice in Orlando.